Christians mobilize disaster response teams to the North Dakota disaster zone. A ministry gets called into action for the state of children in Colombia, and believers confront HIV/AIDS head-on with the gospel in Kenya. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. U.S. President Barack Obama has declared a federal emergency in response to flooding along the Red River in North Dakota and Minnesota. The Christian Reformed World Relief Committee put their disaster response teams on alert. CRWRC's Bill Adams says
they actually would come in and help with the cleanup. And in the case of flood, you have to wait for the immediate rescue to occur. You have to wait for the water to go down. And they were pretty much ready to go, but we've got them on hold right now.
Residents are braced for an early spring snowstorm that could dump over a foot of snow, even as the record floodwaters recede. While the teams are looking for ways to share Christ, they're also needing additional funding help.
Anytime our people go into the community, it's to work, but it's to be the hands of Christ. That's really what it's all about. You go in, you lend a hand, and you're invariably offered the opportunity to pray and to encourage. The ministry opportunities abound whenever you have a disaster in a community.
Meanwhile, human rights attorney Gao Zhejing has been missing for over 50 days. He'd been helping underground Christians until he was dragged off by police officers in China on February 4th. Since then, his wife and children have safely escaped to the United States, but reports suggest that Gao continues to be tortured. China Aid and Voice of the Martyrs have created a petition to the Chinese government to release Gao to safety. To sign it, go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. One Hope's Rob Hoskins explains a thrilling and useful new project.
Spiritual State of the World's Children is a global project that One Hope is conducting, where we are doing intensive research in 60 nations to discover what are the beliefs and morals and behavior of children and youth.
A press conference on statistics in Colombia quickly gained the attention of the national media. Findings that included youth disregarding the law and contemplating suicide shocked the government to the point of asking One Hope for help.
We are working with the Department of Education to create a curriculum that has value education in it that will be used in the school system to address some of these issues from a biblical worldview perspective. So it really allows the Word of God to be implanted in the hearts of children and young people at the youngest possible age, but in cooperation with the government.
To view the statistics on the Columbia study and to see how you can help, go to our website. Next, according to Matt Parker of Kids Alive,
the latest estimates indicate that there are around 150,000 children in Kenya living with HIV or AIDS, and another 1.5 million children who have been orphaned by AIDS. The really bad news is that these numbers are increasing.
Numbers are expected to rise to 2 million within just a few years. Kids Alive is currently helping about 300 children in Kenya who've been affected in some way by HIV. Parker recently visited the ministry's four residential homes.
One thing that has really struck me over the last week as I visited our different homes is just how God is at work in these children's lives. And it's been a real privilege to attend their times of worship and their devotions, just seeing how God is at work in them.
Kids Alive has brought hope and health to these children and would like to do more. Financial support and prayer are needed. And are you looking for the Easter story in a nutshell? Faith Comes By Hearing announces the release of its Easter podcast. In less than 12 minutes, listeners can hear the Easter story through character voices, sound effects, and music that enhances the story. Faith Comes By Hearing is an audio Bible ministry whose mission is to record the New Testament in 2,000 languages by 2016. Find a link to the Easter podcast on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're most effective in evangelism by how you live. St. Francis of Assisi is credited with saying, "Preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words." I'd like to help you remember that and help Mission Network News at the same time. For a gift of any amount, I'll send you the new Point of Grace CD called How You Live. Call 1-800-995-4828, or you can follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.